This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I keep telling you, get involved. Stay involved. Stay engaged with your, you know, the best way to get comfortable, frankly, the best way you guys get comfortable with talking politics is to talk with politics that with people you care about, people who are around, right? And seriously, I know, right? I already hit the ground running. Okay, you listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you know, just get involved in the conversation. You can buy our coffee mugs. You can buy our T-shirts. You can buy all kinds of stuff up there on the website. And if you're on Facebook, I finally fixed the link. You know, it says shop now. And that shop now will take you to the store that has TRS T-shirts and mugs and whatever. Whatever you want. Yeah, I stayed away from the underwear and stuff because that was just too freaky, too weird. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do truly appreciate the time that you spend with us listening and reaching out and writing me emails. Again, you know, what's I saying? I forgot it. I do that all the time. I get so excited about something I can't. Again, back to getting involved in the conversation, getting involved in politics, getting involved, period. And staying involved, period. Seriously. You know, the left is screaming about how poisonous it is. I love this. The left screams about how poisonous it is to be involved with Trump, how bad Trump, how hateful Trump is. But in these runoffs and these primaries, when you look at the numbers, they don't look bad for a general type of election. But when you look at these primaries, it seems to be that every one of the Trump, I won't say hand-chosen, but every one of the Trump-endorsed candidates win, and they win big. They don't squeak by. Now, Trump-backed Brian Kemp against the NRA-endorsed Casey Cagle in a Georgia gubernatorial runoff. Now, I got news for you. Cagle outraised Kemp, I think it was like 3 or 4 or 5 to 1. They don't tell you that, or you won't find that in many places to those numbers. But it's true. Secretary of State Brian Kemp has won a bruising Republican runoff in a race for governor. Right? I mean, he was leveraging a really secret audio recording of his opponent and last-minute Trump-Pence endorsement. With Tuesday's win against Lieutenant Casey Cagle, Kemp faces Democrat Stacey Abrams. A lot of Stacey's. What is that, a common name down there? Anyway. Now, he's going to be facing his first, potentially, the first black woman governor in the country, right? And also in Georgia. Now, the racial test of Democrats' assertion that changing demographics have turned the Republican stronghold into a swing state. Cagle's campaign was rocked by a secret recording in which he says he helped pass a bad public policy bill for political gain. Governor Nathan Deal and the National Rifle Association supported Cagle, but Kemp was boosted by President's endorsement. And, you know, and that's, forget what party he is, because this happens on both sides. No, I mean that sincerely. Forget what party he's with. You know, anybody who gives something away for public, for political gain, yeah, they should be pretty much removed immediately. I mean, seriously, he's lieutenant governor. And he said, and he's stating publicly that he did favors, or did a favor, I won't say favors, I don't want to sound like them, for political gain. Maybe he should be removed and have to try to win on his own. What do you think? I like that idea. I don't care what party he's with. That's the other thing that we do as Republicans. It makes me nuts. We rail on the left for stuff that they do, and then you look at what we're doing, and they go, oh, look at that. We're doing the same thing. But we have better reasons. The race will test Democrats' assertion that changing demographics have turned the Republican stronghold into a swing state. Cagle's campaign was rocked by that secret recording. And I don't know, why was it rocked by the recording? Heck, it's out there. It's been out there. They knew it was coming. These things do not just show up. Speaking to Fox News on Monday, Kemp called the Trump endorsement a huge, huge... and compared it to pouring gasoline on a fire. Kemp, who's called himself a politically incorrect conservative, made headlines in Maine for running an advertisement boasting that he has a pickup truck in case he needs to round up criminal illegals. Well, I mean, heck, if you're going to round up criminals, you might as well just, not a problem, right? In an interview with Fox News on Tuesday, Cagle acknowledged the significance of Trump's endorsement, but touted Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal's support for his candidacy. We have two gold star endorsements. One is the President Trump, the other is Government Deal. Government Deal knows this state. He said, I've partnered with them to create a number one state to do business in. We have historic job numbers, historic tax cut, and more. Yeah, this is going to be tough. You know, it has to be a tough one. I don't know enough about these two candidates. That's why I don't get involved in these things. We get calls, we get emails, we get asked to bring people on from all over the country. And not that, you know, and if you don't know these people, if you don't live with them, if you're not in that state, I think commentators should stay out of this stuff. So bring them on, talk with them, but don't endorse anybody. Bring them on, talk with them, and ask them the questions nobody in their area will ask them. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Hopefully you'll still be here.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Vision of a bunch of people with Bic lighters lit swaying back and forth. That kind of puts my age out there, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for just spending the time, being involved, being engaged, willing to be involved. Right? I want you to partake. I want you to be part of. That means you head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's just a gazillion things. I love that number. Can you tell? There's a gazillion things you can do up there. There's all kinds of things you can do to be involved and active. You know, we're talking about the Georgia runoff between the two Republicans and how when Trump got involved, the person he endorsed ended up winning the runoff, even though the other fella was a lieutenant governor, right? Like Brian Kemp is who Trump endorsed, and Casey Cagle is the one that was lieutenant governor. So he, you know, understood what was going on. But there had to be, in order for this to happen, there had to be a major difference between the two. Cagle was endorsed by the NRA, which is a big deal. It's a positive thing. Now, Georgia's potential evolution towards swing state status comes at a critical time for Democrats. Right? Gains in coastal, the Sun Belt states, Virginia, North Carolina, potentially Arizona, could offset the growing challenges for the party in the upper Midwest, where Trump shocked many Democrats in 2016. He took a lot of those states. Pushed Hillary to the side, just took those states. If Trump really wants to win this November, if he really wants to make a difference, now maybe they can't do it as well as he can. Trump needs to make the rounds. He needs to do what Obama really didn't do well. He needs to get out there. He needs to help campaign for these people that he wants, the senators and what have you. And he needs to lay out the real plan as to why he needs them. What it means for the courts, what it means for immigration, what it means for life in these United States. And I know not all Democrats are like this, but I want you to think about something. If you want to see what a Democrat, totally controlled, Democrat-run country would be like, look at California. No joke, just look at California. Look what California's doing. Look at how it's running. Look at the shape it's in. It ain't very good, believe me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've asked this question a million times, and I get a kick out of it. Because I really can't get a serious answer from anybody. Because I think I'm joking, but I'm not. Look it. Do I think Trump is a genius? I don't know about genius, Seth. I think he's a very smart man. And I think the fact that he runs everything like a business is what really tees people off. Because, we, you know, we want our president to be compassionate. Right, like he's got to pick up babies, hug and kiss them. No, I'm not there. I want him to do the right thing. I want him to fix stuff. If he has to break it first to fix it, that's what I want him to do. Brett Baer agrees with me, or I agree with him, one of the two. He says Trump wants heads to explode. And he believes that Trump is trolling the media just to make them crazy, especially with his tweets. And you know what? I agree with him. I think he loves to irritate the crud out of these people. On Tuesday, Trump tweeted that he's very concerned that Russia will fight very hard to impact the elections in November, and that the Kremlin would try to help Democrats. I wonder, what's the left going to do about that? What are they going to say? How are they going to respond? How can they respond? I'm very concerned that Russia will be fighting very hard to have an impact on the upcoming election. Based on the fact that no president has been tougher on Russia than me. They will be pushing very hard for the Democrats. They definitely don't want Trump. Now, if you think about something, again, if you're honest about it, and you take a hard look at everything, you'll see he has been tougher. Right? I mean, especially, although that's not much of an accomplishment. I could say he's definitely been tougher than Obama, but that's not a big deal. House Speaker Paul Ryan, too, said that he believes the president trolled people when he said he'd explore revoking the security clearances of top Obama-era intelligence officials. Baer said that the media tend to read a lot into everything that Trump tweets out. and that the yanking of clearances probably won't happen, but he should. Why should people that have been out of the business for 10 years still have high-end security clearances? We don't know. We haven't been watching them. We don't know anything about them anymore. When you need something for work, I don't get to keep... I never one time got to keep my access card and keys in a business that I no longer worked at. Anybody out there do that? Did they ever say to you, well, you're not working here anymore, but we trust you, and here, you can have the keys to the safe, you can have the keys to the building, you can have the login to the website. I mean, here, just here's my bank book, right? I mean, seriously. These guys still get top secret clearance. And all it does for them is it makes them wealthier. You know why? Because they get to go on talk shows, and they got inside information. Why? Because they have top secret clearance. And a lot of this stuff, you know, I don't know if Trump even thinks about what it takes to do that. And I don't care. I want you to think about something. Trump tweets that he's talking about revoking, or we're looking for a way to revoke the top secret clearance of these people. And what do you not hear anymore? You're not hearing about the what happened in NATO. You're not hearing about all these things that they were all over. That's why I say to you, these guys are such a joke. They're like the latest piece of meat you throw in the piranha bowl. You know, think about something. Some of you will get this. Some of you will go right over your head. You ever been in a restaurant and you're sitting outside and there's birds chirping and the pigeons are having themselves a ball? And you take a little morsel. I'm talking about something I can't even hold between my fingers. And you throw it down on the sidewalk, and every bird within 20 miles comes down. Like, they're going to get a piece, right? They're going to jump all over this. This is what these guys in the media like. Trump tweets something, and 2,000 people from across the globe jump all over like there's something in there for them. And if there isn't, they're going to make something out of it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a little bit.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Trump administration says new images show North Korea has begun dismantling a key missile facility. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Pyongyang appears to be keeping its word.
We've seen the open press reporting about the missile engine test site. It'd be entirely consistent with the commitment that Chairman Kim made to President Trump when the two of them were in Singapore together. He made that commitment to them orally. We've been pressing for there to be inspectors on the ground when that engine test facility is dismantled, consistent with Chairman Kim's commitment.
Smoke from the huge Ferguson fire near Yosemite has caused officials to close the park. Park Ranger Scott Gedeman.
This is a full suppression fire, meaning the team is working diligently on putting it out. But as we get into this fire and there's steep terrain, you know, there's a lot of conditions that are making the firefighting challenging.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know I didn't finish it. I meant to, but I didn't. But I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, being part of what we got going on here. I love when you are. I really do. I very much appreciate the time you spend with us. I know it doesn't always seem that way, you know, because I'm going off all over the place. But I do it because, I mean, man, I get so irritated with some of these people. What they're trying to push, you know, we were talking about the security clearances in the last segment. Why do they need them? Who are these people? Why do they have a right to have security clearances long after they're gone? What are they needed for? I'm not saying this would be mean or ignorant. I'm none of that. I want to know what the deal is, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've ever been to... What is it? Pacific Justice Institute. Not been there, but been to their website. It was a PJI.org. God, shouldn't be that hard. These guys are fighting for your rights on a daily basis. They're fighting for the rights of your kids in the education world to make sure our kids can live out their faith. And I say our kids, you know what I mean. They can live out their faith. In everything that they do, you know, I mean, there's no reason why kids, when you talk about doing this at school, you hear all kinds of things happening on school grounds. But when a Christian kid try to pray around a flagpole or do other things, it's always a problem, which I always find amazing. Anyway, I like to support them anytime I can. New commercials out for them. I want you to hear what they have to say about who they're defending now and the issues that you're up against now.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has become one of the major organizations defending the right to preach in public. Attorneys are currently in court in Washington State and filing papers in Texas on behalf of street preachers who've been wrongfully arrested. As the prosecution and persecution of public evangelists increases, PGI has created a quick reference guide explaining your rights to share the gospel in public places. It is important information for any Christian, but especially for pastors and evangelical ministries. You can download it for free at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You know, I love that guy. We've had Brad Dacus on the show before. I've been at events with him. He's a fighter. He's got a great story, too, but he is a fighter. And you heard what he said. It's fighting for the rights of parents and students, Christians and others. Because remember, whatever affects one group on a school campus will affect them all. Eventually, it'll affect every one of them. Anyway, Brett Baer is, and I on the same page. We're talking about how President Trump loves to troll people. Loves it. And he says, and I wish he hadn't said this. Seriously. I wish he had left them alone to their own wiles. Brett says, to the media, stop reacting to everything he prints. He's trolling you on purpose. Which is true. And he also added that maybe they shouldn't read into everything the president says. I think the president sometimes literally does troll the media and the left, Baer said. I think that he wants heads to explode. I agree. These guys get locked in on something that he does, and man, it is a sickness. It is a derangement. It's really funny because most of the people on the left that I ask, okay, what's he done wrong? Right? Tell me what he's done. First of all, if you're going to complain about something he's doing now that Obama did, Clinton did, and Bush did, then it's a non-starter. I don't want to hear it. Unless you complained about it then, I don't want to hear it. So let's get past that. So give me something he's done that has been racist, bigoted, homophobic, whatever. They can't. They'll spew a party line. You speak truth to them. Show it to them on your little smartphone. And they're done. They don't know where to go after that. Right? Now Trump is pushing the left. He's pushing their buttons big. But he's pushing back on the left and he's going, look, the Russians are really going to, they're going to interfere in the 2016 elections, 18 elections. But because they don't want me back in, they don't want me to have any power, so they're going to interfere, and they're going to make sure the Democrats win. So I can't get anything done, so I can't keep pushing things down on Russia. Trump, as we've said on this show, knows. He knows how to play, and he knows how to own the media, don't you think? I do. I love what he does to the media. I love how crazy he makes the media. And that's where I say, sometimes I get nuts with what he actually tweets out there. But he's making it happen. He really is. When you think about it, he's right when he says, think about something. How many rockets have you seen leave North Korea? Or even, how many times have we been threatened now by North Korea? Right? And you're looking at run down every one of these. North Korea has backed down. Iran. Everybody's so worried about Iran. He may start a war. We don't want another war. Let's just be clear about it. We don't want another war. But if Iran threatens this country, we should go after them. even with all the money they have, they don't spend a 1/100th of what we spend on our military. We could wipe them out in a relatively short period of time. So I have no problem with him threatening Iran or anybody else for that matter. Especially when those people are threatening this country. To a degree, it's nice to hear a president who will say, no, you're not going to pick on my kids. You're not going to pick on my family. If you touch my family, I will wipe you out. How many of you Dems that are up against the... When a robber's coming in your house, or somebody's leaving you notes that they're going to come in and wipe out your family, you're going to do nothing about it? You're going to go to the police and hope they can get to your house in time? Hope that they'll watch over you? You're going to write a note to the person that threatened you and say, gee, I'm sorry you feel so hostile. I've done nothing to aggravate you, but if you pass this red line, I may or may not do anything about it. Do you see how asinine this is? You really think that as a Democrat, if you're listening to the show, you're trolling me, which happens quite frequently. What point do you step in and protect your children? What point do you step in and protect your family? Are you willing to threaten somebody to the point of saying, hey, you're not getting away with this. You are not going to do this to my kids and my family. Not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I'll tell you what, Brett Baer is probably one of the few guys that I trust. I don't care what news source it is. I don't think I've ever heard that guy. I've heard him get irritated, but I've never heard him take one side over the other. I've heard him praise things Obama did and rip him up when he was wrong. I've heard him praise things that Trump has done and rip him up when he's gone wrong. And I love when he pushes back. And I think the thing that scares Iran and others most is a news flash that has been going out all over the Middle East. The American Apology Tour has come to an end. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more after the break.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Come on, you love the horns too, don't you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, get involved. Really seriously, get involved. Head out there, check it out. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. Right? There are things happening up there that right now... Seriously, I can't even keep up with them. They're talking so fast. They got so much going on. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, and you don't have to. You know, we mentioned Fox on the other break, and I'm thinking to myself, it's gotten to the point to a degree I can't even watch it anymore. You know the 5? I guess it's on 5 o'clock. Yeah, it's the 5 at 5. It's on 2 o'clock west, 5 o'clock east. And Juan Williams, since O'Reilly's been off that station, on network, Juan Williams has gone off the deep end. I mean, sure. I mean, probably always there, just afraid to say anything. But, I mean, he defends every word that comes out of every Democrat's mouth on the planet. They're always good. They're always okay. They're always smart. And just amazing. You know, this whole love Trump's hate thing's got me very confused. Extremely confused. I'll tell you why. Because it seems like everybody who believes in love Trump's hate also believes in, you know, bludgeoning you with a sign, a hammer, a block of wood, whatever they have. They always feel like they have the right, the social justice right, to pound on you if you any way, shape, manner, or form get behind Donald Trump. Or not even that. Look, I had these shirts made up specifically. They say, stand to make America great. They don't say, make America great again. They don't say anything about Trump. Red shirts with white print. This will drive them crazy. That'll make them nuts. A teenager wearing a Make America Great Again ball cap was attacked by a pair of anti-Trump thugs. I thought you couldn't call people thugs anymore. That was a racist term. Outside of Starbucks Reserve Roastery in Seattle, some of the altercation was captured on video. Now, Ashton Hess from O'Fallon, Illinois, told Todd Starnes that he was vacationing with his family when the altercation happened. We were waiting for an Uber when I was hit in the head. The 17-year-old said my hat was knocked onto the ground, picked up by a girl you see at the beginning of the video. We'll post that later. I'm not going to do it now. The video shows Ashton being accosted by a purple-haired female, green-haired man who identified as non-binary. Well, he got green hair. I don't think he came out of the womb that way. You know, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to be nice.
Yeah, probably better that way.
And the non-binary green-haired something, human, spat on it and threw it into the street. Actually, I wonder if they're okay being called human anymore.
Yeah.
Hugh person?
I don't know.
I'd have to find out. Because, you know, I don't want to purposely insult them. Maybe. All the while, the green-haired non-binary thug unleashed a string of profanities at this whole Missouri family. Again, I say, love Trump's hate. Love Trump's hate. That's all we see. We see those signs at every rally as they're pummeling somebody in the back of the line. Love Trump's hate. Are they wife beaters, too? I mean, if they think love is all about beating someone, maybe they're hitting their kids, their wife, and other people around them. I'm just asking the question. You start yelling, get the F out of the city. They're clearly unhinged. See, this is why I say Trump derangement syndrome is real. I used to joke about it. It's real. You watch people's face go from zero to hate, that's real. And then they try to throw Jesus in my face, which I always love. Because Jesus didn't even hate the people who killed him. He didn't even hate the people that put a crown of thorns on his head, who drove the nails in his hands. He didn't hate them. He loved them. That's why I said, they're screwed up. You cannot say love Trump's hate and do what they're doing. Real mature, real classy, dude, Ashton screamed. Ashton's dad and brother started making walking after the predator, and then when the coward took off running. See, if they catch you off guard, I've said this for years. If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I've been saying this for years. They're cowards. I want you to think about something. When they attack you, when they go to these rallies, are they standing there in the open? No. They have masks on. They have baseball bats, baseball caps. You can barely see their eyes. Some of them actually wear the really dark sunglasses. You're really tough, dude. When you have to cover yourself all up, you're really tough. Right? Love Trump's hate. Remember, it's all love Trump's hate. The non-binary Trump hater confessed to the crime on Twitter. The idiot on Twitter, for everybody to see, said he just ripped a MAGA hat off of some white kids. We're always the one that makes it racist, right? Just ripped a MAGA hat off of some white kid and spit all over it and threw it in traffic. Right? The whole time his mom was yelling, "Oh my God, that guy took my hat," and starting to tear up. Oh, see? So, I love it. I love it. See, they make fun of us. They make fun of everything that we do, but they're the accepting ones. They're the open ones. Right? The left doesn't care about you or what you stand for, Ashton wrote on YouTube. The left only knows that you must be evil. And I said that yesterday. The difference between the left and the right, the difference between conservatives and liberals, I just think you're misguided, misinformed, ill-informed. But I don't think you're evil. Some of you are, but that goes for anybody and everywhere. But the majority of the people on the left, they see us simply as evil. A Republican who's a conservative and a Christian, you're just an evil human being. Just amazing, isn't it? And it's not going to stop anytime soon. You know that. They're not going to give up just because they don't want to be outed, if you would. You can probably find, I don't know if I can find the video. You can too. You're not stupid people. And Todd, just go to the Todd Starnes, it's toddstarnes.com. You go there, you'll see it. But again, like I said, and it gets worse. Like I said, it really never stops. You know, when you, this Ashton, what's his name, Hess? He had a simple question for the anti-Trump rent-a-mob. He says, why the heck shouldn't I be able to wear my Trump shirt? The 17-year-old from O'Fallon, Illinois, was accosted last week by a pair of Trump-hating thugs when he was in Seattle. He was targeted because of that the MAGA hat that he was wearing, right? So he also, apparently, at some point in time, and he's an active conservative young man, which is what makes people crazy. Because young people who are conservatives must be sick, right? I mean, that's what we hear. Ashton, who is active conservative political cause, said the teenage Trump supporters face quite a bit of bullying. Just go to school, you get a lot of dirty looks if you wear something like a Trump shirt or GOP shirt. Everyone's just out to get you. See, but that comes from labeling. That comes from over the years, over the decades. The left has been labeling. The left labels GOPers, Trumpers. The left labels conservative Republicans, conservatives as a whole, conservative Christian Republicans. They label them as evil people, nasty people. Remember when, in 2016, I was talking about how Pelosi labeled or relabeled the blue-collar workers. Remember what she did? When they were talking about how the Dems were not for them, they were voting Republican, they were going to vote for Trump. Remember what she started doing? She started calling them low-information voters, not blue-collar workers anymore. Now they were simply low-information voters because they were not voting for Dems. They were not voting for the Democrat platform, if you would. They knew they were losing it. And they're losing it even more. They don't see it. They really don't see it. And frankly, if teachers and administrators are allowing kids to be bullied just for wearing a MAGA hat or a MAGA shirt, there's worse stuff I've seen on kids at school. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, 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 really. Don't go far. I've got some crazy stories in the next hour. You're listening to Real Side.